join us for the evening services at Weatherby House Church. Today is February the 17th, 2013. We'll start with 324, titled My Dream. I sat by my Savior and looked on His face. 'Twas full of His glory and shining with His smile was endearing, His touch so divine, His presence most cheering, this Savior of mine. I could not believe it, that one such as I could sit down with Jesus in glory on high. The poorest of mortals I fell on that hour, yet rich with my Savior, endued with His power. Oh, wonderful story, oh, could I still dream and rest with my Savior by life's flowing stream.
325.
Blessed be the time that our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds, is like to that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims, our wants, our comforts and our cares. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows a sympathizing tear. When we asunder part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and won't be again. in the fullness of thy love, O Lord, remember me. Remember thy pure word of grace, remember Calvary. Remember all thy dying runs, and remember me. Thou wondrous advocate with God, I yield myself to thee. While thou art sitting on thy throne, O Lord, remember me. I own I'm guilty, own I vile, yet thy salvation's free. Then in thy all-abounding grace, O Lord, remember me. Thou art forsaken, Lord, distressed, there oppressed I be. However afflicted here on earth, O Lord, remember me. And when I close my eyes in death, reach your help softly. Then, O my great Redeemer God, I pray, remember me.
Five will be our last song before we move over to the other part of our services. 395.
Yes, the virtue mountain, thou who art weary of sin, go to the clear flowing fountain, where you may wash and be clean. Fly, for the danger is near me. Call, and the Savior will hear thee. He on his bosom will bear thee, thou who art weary of sin. Oh, thou who art weary of sin. He will protect thee forever. Wipe every sad falling tear. He will forsake thee, no, never. Sheltered so tenderly there. Haste in the hours fast of flying. Spend not the moments in sighing. Cease from your sorrow and crying. The Savior will wipe every tear. The Savior will wipe every tear.
Dear Lord, we pray that you would be with us in this service this evening. We ask that you would open your word to us, give us your something that we need to take with us this day. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Tonight we're going to look at a passage of Scripture in the 14th chapter of John. We've looked here before, but I want to go back and look at it again. The 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Now I want to go on down to 23rd verse. Jesus answered and saith unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things which I have spoken, you being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that what is come to pass you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Well, there's a lot of comfort in this particular passage of Scripture. He starts out by saying, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. A lot of people say they believe in God, but they do not believe in Jesus Christ. They're deists. Jesus said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus Christ was a Trinitarian, because he later on said, verse 16, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, meaning the Holy Spirit. So he was affirming the Trinity in this passage of Scripture. He's affirming the Father, himself, and the Holy Spirit. Now, why would Jesus tell them that in his Father's house were many mansions? Why would he tell them that? And he says that he's going to go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Now, there's a lot of people out there that deny a literal heaven. They do not believe. In fact, a lot of people believe that when you die, that's all there is to it. There's no soul. There's no eternity. You're from dust to dust. That's it. But that's not what Jesus taught. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. If there were not mansions, he said, I would have told you there were mansions if there were no mansions. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am. When's he going to receive the disciples unto himself? Well, we know when he received the disciples unto himself. They were not caught up in the rapture. He received the disciples to himself when they died. Just like he received all the Old Testament saints unto himself when they died. Do you remember the transfiguration? Moses and Elijah was there talking to Jesus Christ, and what were they talking about? They were talking about his future death on the cross. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. If Christ does not come back first, when are we going to be received unto himself? When we die. Our souls are going to depart, our bodies are going to be returned to the God who gave it to us. Thomas, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. Jesus had told them that he was going to be crucified. He told them he was going to be dead, and he was going to raise again the dead, and they later on firsthand experienced him rising up and going back to heaven to be with his Father. Jesus saying to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. Now that's not what Billy Graham is teaching you. That's not what Robert Schuller is teaching you. That's what Jesus Christ taught. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know right now, John Hagee, I just saw a couple days ago, you know what John Hagee's teaching now? When he goes and speaks to Jewish people, he's teaching, don't let your children get around Christians because they might get saved. They don't need to be saved. Yeah, that's what John Hagee's teaching. The very opposite thing that Jesus is teaching here. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That includes all Jews. That includes anyone who comes to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. The only way they can come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ is but by me, according to Jesus. That's what he says. But they still wanted to see the Father. They still wanted to see the Father. Here the Son of the Eternal Living God was standing in front of them, and they wanted to see the Father. And Jesus said, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that seeth me hath seen the Father. He that seeth me hath seen the Father. Well, he says that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. A lot of people that are into work salvation, they think that they could do something to merit the favor of God. But Jesus here said that it is the Father that does the work. He says, the Father, He doeth the works. Verse 10. The Father is the one that doeth the works. We've talked about that before, even as it relates to belief. In John 6:29, we see that Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent." This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent. Well, God, through His Son Jesus Christ, revealed to the disciples that He was not going to leave them comfortless. When He went away, He was going to send them a comforter. Verse 16, "I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever." Forever. Jesus Christ does not lie. This is the preservation of the saints, the perseverance of the saints. "I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever." Not temporarily. "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Well, verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost," He tells him, here He signifies the third person, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He is telling them who the Comforter is. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name." There's all an example of every member of the Trinity in verse 26. The Father, the Holy Ghost, and Himself. "He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you." I had a elder in the Baptist church tell me one time that, you know, you could lose your salvation if you didn't keep something in remembrance. That's not our work to keep it in remembrance. Whose work is it? Well, according to here, it's the Holy Ghost's work. He says that He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. Holy Ghost's work. And then He gives them another word of comfort. "Peace I leave with you, My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." There's a lot of people that are going around with very fearful hearts right now. They're afraid of what's coming on this earth. It says their hearts will fail them because of fear. For God's elect, He tells us, "Let not your heart be troubled." That's the way He started this chapter out, and He repeats Himself in verse 27. He repeats Himself again. "Peace I leave with you, My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Well, tonight we need to be reminded about the fact that God, if we're God's people, we have been given a comforter. And when it seems like the whole world is coming down upon us, whatever it may be that we're having to go through, whether it's something in our vocational life, whether it's something in our personal life, financial life, our social life, our spiritual life, whatever it is, Jesus Christ has sent us a comforter. And He said, that we are to rest in Him, that He will give us a comfort. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus Christ gave them comfort. Are we trusting in the words of Jesus Christ tonight? Do we believe what He said is true? Do we believe that He's given us a comforter forever, forever, that will never leave us? A comforter forever. That's a remarkable thing. Think that Jesus Christ has given us a comforter forever. Regardless of what we're attacked on every side, plagued on every hand, realize that God has given us a comforter. Someone who is beside us, resides within us, and He will give us comfort in the midst of our tribulation, sorrows, and trials. And if you told the disciples, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. No man can come unto Him but by me. No man can come unto the Father but by me. There's no mediator between God and man but through Jesus Christ. No other name given among men whereby we must be saved. He's been given a name that's greater than any name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. So, but the thing I wanted to point out is that Jesus Christ comforts His people. Be not afraid. Be not full of fear. Perfect love casteth out fear. You know, and Jesus Christ said that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Cast all your care upon me, and He careth for you. So when we get sort of maybe on input overload or stressed out in our lives, let us remember that Jesus Christ has given us these promises, and that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, will be with us forever. Do we have a selection? Okay, 386 has been selected. 386.
Oh, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest.
come.
And the longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my might. Come, my yoke is easy, and my burden's light. Are you disappointed, wandering here and there, dragging chains about and loaded down with care? Do it all with feeling, struggle in your breast. Bring your case to Jesus, he will give you rest. Heavy cares of business, cares of pressing debt, cares of social life, or cares of hope unmet. Are you by remorse or sense of guilt depressed? Come right on to Jesus, he will give you rest. Have you by temptation often conquered been? Has a sense of weakness brought distress within? Christ will sanctify you and proclaim his best. In the Holy Spirit, he will give you rest. Come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly, come and trust my might. Come, my yoke is easy, and my burden light.
Dear Lord, we pray that you would go with us this week. Help us to realize that you have given us a comforter forever. We can rely upon the Holy Ghost to lead us, to guide us, to direct us, and to comfort our hearts. We thank you for the promise that you have gone away to prepare a place for us, and you will come again and receive us unto yourself, that where you are, we may be also. Be with us this week, we pray, in Christ's name.